Hello and welcome to Armchair Devs.
Kiwami.
As you know, Armchair Devs is a series where our contestants come together to reboot a famous franchise that might be stagnant. The Kiwami episode for today has a special distinction, though. Our contestants have headed in with no idea what game they will be rebooting. Please join us as three men are shot in the dark in this episode of Armchair Devs Kiwami. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Video Games. I am so excited to be here to stick these men in an elevator, and by the end of this ride, somebody gets a game that they did not step into this elevator preparing to reboot. Let's introduce you to our contestants. We have with us Bob Video Games from Gigaboots.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm scared.
Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
Do you think this will have more or less homoeroticism than the average improv bit?
That's up to you. And KZ Excellent from KZExcellent.com.
I apologize for what the thumbnail looks like.
Guys, the best part about this episode of Armchair Devs Kiwami, not even I know what the game is.
Oh, no.
I have made a list, and I am using a random number generator to select from this list. Are you guys ready?
No,
but it's going to happen anyway.
Let's find out what game you will be rebooting today. The game you are rebooting in this episode of Armchair Devs Kiwami is... a fucking rhythm game.
Oh, no.
Oh,
what?
My God.
What?
The year is 2020, and you need to make me a successful concept for a rhythm game.
This is so general.
Oh, no. Wait, it's not a specific franchise?
No. You can attach it to any IP you want in a desperate bid to make it not fail on impact. I am welcoming all ideas, and I'm very excited to get started.
You won. We'll buy this IP.
You're right. The Naruto Vuvuzela Simulator is a fucking grand concept.
This is bullshit. You just hit a random generator and the button said, "Get fucked, Vox."
Oh, no. Please, please. What's the name of that game she hates?
Osu.
Osu. Please Osu. Do not cross anything with Osu unless you want to earn her ire. Okay. Would you like to know what the other two games could have been?
I want to know.
Sonic fan game, not an official game, just something that is bait for Sonic fans.
Oh my god.
And a Pokemon side game, it can't even resemble a mainline entry to the point of Let's Go doesn't even count. So you guys may have gotten the worst thing here. Yes!
We did. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we did. We did get the absolute worst one when the other choices were Bad Pokemon and Freedom Planet.
Freedom Planet Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's okay. I'm sure you guys are going to have some great concepts for some rhythm games. I'm going to give my contestants 2 minutes to quietly deliberate their plan.
Please.
And then we will come back to shoot them to death. Please stand by.
No. I got this. It's fine. It's fine.
God, fuck. What the fuck do I do? What the fuck?
Fuck, dude, what do I do with this? I thought he was just going to pick bad video games. He just said, fuck you, genre.
I'm sure our contestants right now are just thinking about songs they like, instruments in them, how to make them unique from past entries in various rhythm game genres.
Fuck you, Dan. I am going fucking biological weapon.
That's good. That's very good. As long as you can weaponize that for profit, we might be interested. One minute has passed. How are you guys feeling?
Everything is fine.
I have half a sentence for a pitch.
I got it. I dug the bones out of the grave. I just have to make a skeleton in the next 30 seconds.
I'm almost there.
See, this is the part on the reality cooking show when it cuts to the other judges and then they talk between each other about how smart they all are about food. But I don't have a co-judge, so it's just me staring at a bookshelf thinking, man, rhythm games used to be good. And time. Hey, guys, how are we feeling? Not all at once, okay?
Who's getting called on first?
Well, you know, we're not going to do a full 30-second timer. We're going to do a 20-second timer so that way the yawning chasm of silence doesn't kill the listeners. We're going to go ahead and start with Mr. Feel. Mr. Feel, for the moment you start talking, you have 20 seconds to sell me on your skeleton.
Most rhythm games are about loving music, but that misses a large part of music, the joy you get from looking down on others for what they listen to. To that end, we are making a rhythm-based RPG about the best genre of all, nerd music. Please buy our upcoming game, Keeping It Nerdcore.
Thank you very much for your pitch, Mr. Feel. This is the best shit I've ever heard of, and maybe the best pitch that's ever rolled its decrepit nuclear ass into the show.
You must have spent a lot of time thinking about this one.
Okay, thank you very much. Holy shit. Just gonna finish up my notes here. Nerdcore RPG. Thank you, Mr. Feel. This is very promising. We will now go to Bob. Bob, you have 20 seconds from the moment you start talking.
Mine is a pop team epic crossover rhythm game that with nonsensical mechanics that hardly have anything to do with rhythm.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time, you'll be playing a flying shooter style game with a reticle on screen where you shoot stuff, kind of like the end of Smash Bros. Credit sequences. But there will be a rhythm based timer at the bottom where you have to constantly hit a button.
Okay.
And it will have nothing.
Thank you for your pitch. That was very insightful. A pop team shmup rhythm game. That's interesting. I like that. That takes us in a very different direction. I noticed lots of rhythm slash hybrids here, which is probably smart. Probably want to burrow a hole into some other genre so you can survive the nuclear winter that is rhythm game sales. Okay. I'm excited to ask both of you questions that will hurt me later in this episode. KZ, it is now your turn. You have 20 seconds from the moment you start talking.
Rhythm games are fun, but can be hard to market to a hardcore audience. That's why my game, Melody of the Damned, is an action rhythm game combining the fun of a rhythm game with the gameplay of Dark Souls.
How do you do this? How do you do this every time?
At least it was up front this time.
Yeah, no, there's something about wearing your heart on your sleeve. Thank you very much, KZ, for your pitch of Melody of the Damned. I think I'm about to join the damned when I heard that pitch.
You damned us when you gave us this subject.
It was one of three! I'm sorry, the random number generator on Google hates you guys so goddamn much. Anyway, I'm gonna start asking some questions. KZ,
yeah,
your Melody of the Damned sounds really promising. I gotta ask you, what will be your game's equivalent of should have rolled?
It's called should have symboled. Because each instrument will be like a different move, and symbols will be a clanging dodge where you use the sound wave to dodge the enemy's attacks. Of course, every action you do on the beat.
Oh, that's very cool. Thank you. Thank you so much for telling me what the
I put a lot of thought into that.
I can tell there's a lot of thought put into that. Mr. Feel.
Yes.
primer question, then a very quick, thorough, more fleshed out version of that question. Are you going to be using licensed music for this game? And will Ultra Klystron be on the list?
We will be using licensed music, but it will all be cover versions about nerdy shit done by an in-house band. And no, that song will not be in here.
Oh, that's...
Jesus.
Feels like whatever, it's self-defense.
I just... There are so many layers.
These charges won't stick, officer.
This Dan shoots us, Beal shoots back.
I know, right?
Yes, officer, they forced me to shoot off all their limbs.
Your move, game show host. Well,
dead or alive, you're playing this game.
Licensed music, nightmarishly twisted to be nerdy. Great. It reminds me a lot of Kinect Star Wars Han Solo or Empire Today, which was YMCA. This is nightmarish to an extent I didn't expect from this episode. What a fucking mistake. Okay. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Dan.
I sincerely hope you have no knives in that drawer.
I haven't thought of them any, so sure, shoot.
Now, you said your game is going to be a shmup rhythm game.
Yes.
In the Pop Team universe.
Of course.
Soundtrack-wise, what are we looking for? Is it original music? Are you tying in externally licensed music? Is it going to be themes from the show?
There will be almost every theme from the show. We definitely need those. We're also going to license as many animes as we can. And anytime we can do a parody song... based on an anime, we will do that.
Oh, wow. That's that really fits with that brand. I look forward to being at the Millennial Fair while doing a flying shooter segment.
Yes, of course. Who wouldn't?
That is very fitting. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
You doing okay there, host?
KZ?
Yeah.
No.
Melody of the Damned. Does it have a bespoke, overt narrative, or will it be in the musical sheets?
I hate you! You stole my head! There are musical sheets you collect off corpses and in chests.
Right.
And if you translate them online, you will get a code to go to a website to learn them.
God, that's even worse.
if you collect them all, you get a discount at your local FYE.
Owned.
Should have simpled. It's going to be hard to not do that until this comes out.
Well, luckily we burned through all of our backlog of podcasts. It'll be like 9 days.
God.
I'm going to blow my brains out.
Star Wars month wasn't a mistake in the least. Anyway, I'm delighted that you've combined the worst parts of Dark Souls' narrative and Destiny's narrative into some
I knew you'd appreciate this.
Eldritchian terror narrative that people will eat up for some goddamned reason.
It's
but
genius.
You are still less terrified of this than Fields.
There's nothing to be afraid of with mine.
Just come on in. Wear your 8-bit tie. We're about to get fancy.
I'm on my spaceship.
I'm on my spaceship.
Please, there's no need to fear. The anime covers we sprung for Andrew WK to sing them.
You got another question for someone?
Yes, I have a question for Feel.
Welcome, valued consumer.
Feel, I'm going to need you to list 3 parody songs that are featured in your game right now.
Knock, knock, knocking on GameStop's door.
Uh,
We can't do this again. He's too good at this.
Kickstart my anime heart.
Oh, no.
And the last one will not actually be changed. We'll just use the Leet Street Boys' famous song, Cosplay Girlfriend.
I was about to say, is Cosplay Girlfriend one of the songs?
Thank you, Mr. Field, for answering my question thoroughly.
Not worry about what that song is or ever look it up.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. Bob, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you could relate your shmup to any shmup out there, which would it be, and how is it better?
It's a little different from other shmups.
Okay.
It's kind of like I was saying, a first-person perspective on it.
Yeah, it's more like Star Blade Alpha.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to think of other ones that directly feel like that, where it's on rails. I guess kind of like Rez.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
But there'll be a lot more of a panicked feel to it. It's a very zany world you're going through. We'll have a Bob Team Epic level.
Oh, okay. Bob Epic Team is really great.
Yes.
That animation they did for the No More Heroes 3 trailer was really good.
Because Rez is all about relaxing, I don't think Pop Team can ever be about that.
No, really?
Yeah, it's going to be a very hardcore
mm-hmm.
flying shooter where things will come at you. You'll have to have multiple different kinds of attacks and new powers for each stage.
Okay, so would you say it's just a normal reticle shooter, or is it more like Sin and Punishment? When you say multiple different attacks, are you talking like bombs or like you can swing?
More like bombs and stuff, kind of like
okay.
You just imagine it as Star Fox, not Sin and Punishment, though that sounds cooler. Oh, well, I've gone this way with it, unfortunately.
I committed to making my game worse.
It's just how it goes sometimes. But, you know, maybe some stages are more like Sin and Punishment. Maybe that's fine.
this show rules.
My vision is very clear.
Oh no, I just stabbed myself. Let's band-aid that real quick. It'll be fine. I didn't need that limb.
This is how every EA game works. Ah, fuck. We can pivot now, right?
Yes. We're not. It's not too late, is it?
Bob. By the way, you can't call them Pop Team Epic for this game. The people who handle that IP want you to call them the Epic Group. Turns out we couldn't clear Pop Epic Team.
Oh.
Just like Force users.
That's rough.
You can't say Jedi. You have to say Force users.
It doesn't have any of the original designs.
God, could you imagine? But yeah, some of the stages are like Sin and Punishment. That's a great idea, Bob.
Right?
Thank you for clearing that up.
And then there'll be a dating sim level when you have a Hoshuri girl drop. And it totally,
oh yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's a dating sim flying shooter mop rhythm
this
game.
This is a very well put together game. Don't worry about it.
It has a very consistent concept, clearly. But we're moving on to the segment that everyone loves so much, where I let the contestants grill each other. We're going to let Mr. Feel ask his questions to his two competitors first. So, Mr. Feel, go ahead and ask away.
I forgot about this part.
Bob,
what's up?
How much voice acting from various different voice actors will be in your game, massively inflating its cost for almost no benefit?
As many as we can do without completely bankrupting the company.
Okay.
So, probably like 30.
Follow-up question. This is supposed to be a rhythm game. How much will the dialogue drown out anything you could possibly keep a rhythm to?
Don't worry, they'll say all the dialogue in rhythm.
Oh, that's clever.
that's incredibly difficult and
expensive.
You're
gonna make 30 voice actors sing every line.
So, what's your question for KZ before Bob gets to talk even more?
Now, KZ,
yeah?
What kind of genres of music will your game use?
Well, I was going back and forth with what I should try to do. I didn't want to necessarily get the Dark Souls composer, Matoi Sakuraba, or the other one that did stuff. I feel like it'd be too on the nose. And we really want to get the hardcore audience, so we're getting Mick Gordon, who did the Killer Instinct 2013 soundtrack alongside the new Wolfenstein and new Doom. Because what could be better than musical Dark Souls set to death metal?
Yeah, okay. No, that sounds about right. That
should assembled.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Feel, for those incredibly insightful questions you asked, Rivko.
Every FromSoft game would indeed be much better if E1M1 was playing most of the time.
Accurate. Bob, I'm going to open the floor to you asking your two competitors a question each. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Should assembled.
I'm trying here. KZ.
Yeah, what's up?
What's the game structure? Is it like a Dark Souls where there's like a bigger open world you're exploring that has all these in things in it, or is there something else going on?
I wanted to try and make something similar to that, where it's like a large map where there are interconnected zones. All of these are set up in, they're basically like very large venues where you just do the combat in various different locations. But as you beat bosses, you will get tickets and deals, and these allow you to establish yourself at different locations and pass through loading hallways to go to the next zone, or large doors that take you to the next place.
Oh, did you just say loading? That won't work well next gen. Is this a Switch exclusive?
Well, of course, when we have to port it to Switch, we included those hallways for the Switch.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, because next gen will never load ever again. Every game will be omnipresent.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, naturally, you just, sometimes you need, when Panic Button ports my game, they're going to really appreciate those hallways with
fair.
LEDs and like muffled music. It kind of has that nice vibe.
Oh, very, very roomy. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you said it's multiple venues where you do the combat. All I can think is it's just that you've made a game that's nothing but a bunch of combat rooms stapled together poorly.
No, there will be exploration.
Okay.
No, you explore for 10 seconds. It's a Dark Souls game now. That's the difference, Bob.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's the Dark Souls difference.
We're aiming for there to be level. And I can't say more.
Bob,
I've used my time.
Yes. Bob, could you ask?
I need to ask Feel something, but I am terrified.
Oh, yeah, there's... you should be.
He's just going to shoot me, Dan.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Feel, how do you interface with your game?
Well, it will play similar to DDR, but only played with a controller, because you also have to use the shoulder buttons to input RPG commands as you increase your resources by playing the rhythm game segment.
Your resources? Oh no.
Yes, you see, as you successfully hit notes, your power meter will go up, and you use the power meter to do your RPG-esque attacks.
Okay, so you're like,
it's like MP, Bob. This is
yeah. Are you doing battle with guys as you play then? Like, is that the idea? Like, is a one-on-one match off between characters?
Yes, because your protagonist is keeping it nerdcore and having to own the people who support other genres of music.
Oh no!
Stop letting him explain it.
I have never been more torn on who's gonna win an episode in my life. Wow. Okay, that was powerful. I guess it's KZ's time to ask some questions. KZ, you get one question per competitor. Shoot wisely.
Feel.
Yes.
Who is the developer of your game?
Oh, you see, our developer is a tiny indie studio that you've never heard of and never will hear of again after they make this game. Although, the developer I would most like to make it, the creators of Before the Echo,
mm-hmm.
Lovely little game on Steam. No. The developer, I believe, is called Iridium Studios. So Iridium Studios will be making this game.
This pitch very much became irradiated. KZ, go ahead and ask Bob your question.
Bob.
Okay, what?
I don't know if I should. I'm going to use this. I almost want to use a question we've used before in Armchair Dibs.
I will allow it.
Okay. Bob, how do you balance work and family?
Well, you see, KZ, it's not easy. There's a lot to get done in game development, and there just isn't time for family all the time.
Oh, man, I respect this.
And that's why it's totally justified that I work 300 hours of overtime each month.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That sometimes games need to get done. That's more important than going home to your family. Your family means nothing.
Kill it if you must.
I hope you get residuals on this.
Well done, Bob Video Games. When time comes to consider you for a promotion, you will be considered 0.1% higher than your peers.
You may now step into the inner circle.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Drink this lamb's blood first.
This episode is so much to deal with.
Oh, it's only lamb's blood, sure.
And we haven't even gotten
all right,
to the
done,
point.
Right? You say who wins now, right?
No, I actually shuffled things around so that way you guys would have more time.
I hope you were drawing while we were discussing this, KZ and Bob.
He didn't tell us what to draw yet.
Oh, no!
It's true. I haven't told you what you need to draw. It could be anything. It could be something as asinine as an instrument.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for what the awful prompt is going to be.
So, guys, I'm going to need you to draw something for me. Now, normally you get a lot of preparation, but today you will have exactly 4 minutes to draw what you need to draw. Luckily, I made it very simple what I need you to draw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I need you to draw a concept photo of what your game looks like while it's being played.
Okay.
You have 4 minutes starting right now.
Jesus Christ. This might be one of your best prompts of all time, and that makes me more mad.
Bob's like, I'm really regretting first person right now.
Perspective is fun.
Three, two, one. And that's time. So guys, I'm going to have to see your drawings. I'm going to go ahead and ask for Bob's first. Bob, show me a screen cap of what your game looks like being played.
Okay, let me take a picture of it and put it in Discord. So actually, my first Armchair Dibs where I have the iPad with a pencil. So be prepared to be impressed.
He's like, you know, I'm letting you know so you can sit down.
I'm so hyped for you.
Just sit down. That way you don't fall on your ass.
Here we go.
Good groot. And good.
That's great. It's easy. It's,
oh, okay.
It's like,
great. Got it.
It'll tell you how good you're doing on the bottom there.
Now, Bob, I get that might be Popco in the upper left.
Yes, it's the giant Popco.
I have questions, though. What is that in the lower left?
That's a ghost from Pac-Man.
Oh!
And the top middle.
That's an enemy that's coming at you. Is that the reticle around the bird?
Okay.
It's probably the bird from... it's probably an Ava production unit. I think we can get that license for that.
Okay, sure. That's great.
You have to line up the timing while you shoot them, so that's what the reticle is about. Lets mm-hmm. you see like where you need to or when you need to hit it.
Okay, that. Mm-hmm.
And then the lower right, that's I didn't get to fully draw it, but it's like a big meat cleaver you're holding. so that's your special attack for this level, where you can meat cleave stuff if you get too close.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for this drawing. KZ, I need to see your concept image of how your game looks.
Okay. Okay.
I
wanted to go in pretty hard here. And, you know, Dark Souls has always been known for bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
So I decided my example was to show a boss fight in Melody of the Damned.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. I would love to see that.
So here you go. So, all right. So as you can see here, top left, we have our main HUD on the top left. Okay, together. Now, number one, the circle there. The circle next to the two bars, that's a musical note. Depending on the musical note is what clan you have decided to join, what band you've decided to join.
Oh, I see.
In this game, they give you a variety of perks, and, you know, there might be some a light online element, I guess, where it's like, which band, who's winning the battle of the bands who's doing the most stuff under that banner. You got your HP. And you got your special meter. Special meters for various special attacks you do with your instruments. Below that aspect is your inventory for battle. It's like three circles, depending on you like hit the D-pad or you like hit a combo of buttons, and you can cycle through them. Currently equipped is the symbol of Crystallania. It's really good for evasion. Below that, you can see the character is rolling, so they're using the symbols.
Oh, that's good.
Should have symboled. They're doing it right there.
They're doing it right there.
Since it's a rhythm game, you do it. You have to do every action based on rhythm. So you can see the track below it where it commands to do a button. So you do a button to do whatever your move is performing, and it becomes more intense during boss fights. This is the Nightcore Demon. It's attacking with a chainsaw guitar. It's lost a little bit of its health so far, so that's been pretty good. And yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I'm very excited.
Can I say one thing, KZ?
What?
I think it's hilarious that you made the roll in your Dark Souls game an item you have to equip.
Well, that's because it does a combo of things. It's a shield. It's a one should have symboled. Two, it lets you roll and parry
at the same time. Incredible.
And sound wave traversal. It's very good. I'm done. Leave me alone,
Mr. Feel. I'm gonna need to see your concept image now.
Okie dokie.
This is exactly what I imagined.
So there's a lot going on here.
Ska Beast!
On the left, you got your protagonist, Chad Nerdly. You can tell he's the protagonist because he has a raised eyebrow of knowing extremeness and a big smirk and a shirt with Vegeta on it that you can't see because he's crossing his arms.
I hate you.
You got your battle menu there. You got the DDR-esque notes going up to the top as knock, 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 knocking on GameStop's door plays. And you're battling the Ska Beast, one of many monsters representing bad music genres that are inherently inferior to nerdcore.
Yeah.
Ska horns.
It's very real.
Gentlemen, if I could survive this episode, I'll consider that a grand slam on my part. Okay. Well, with all of that out of the way, I guess it's time to get final statements from each of you. We're not going to let you say something that we haven't asked. I've already had to deal with so much. I'm going to give final statements.
You just don't want Field to talk.
Stop.
Fair.
Stop calling me out. Fine. Fine, you criminals. Mr. Field, what's one thing about your nightmare that I haven't found out about that you want to tell me about?
Well, I didn't talk about the love interest, who is a girl who has a highlight in her hair. And she looks exactly like Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim, but with a highlight. And in fact, also travels through subspace like her. Except for Ramona Flowers has that backpack with a star on it. This girl also has that, but it's a star man from Mario.
Ah! When I said I'll consider it a victory if I survive, that was not a challenge for you to end me.
Dan, this fucking experiment opens with you going, I guess I can let Feel absorb Android 18. That seems like a good idea.
That makes sense. Vegeta shirt.
You know, I was sitting there deciding whether or not to let you absorb Android 18, and then the other dude showed up and he said, hey, if you beat him easily, it's a hollow victory. You will have cheated yourself and the battle. I was like, you're on to something, man. I should let him absorb Android 18. KZ, tell me something about your game that I haven't asked about that you really care about, that you think is important.
We're making this Dark Souls-esque game, but with a new twist. But there's a tradition with all Souls-style games.
Uh-huh.
And it's that they're all terribly unoptimized and all the hitboxes are wrong. Now, what we've endeavored to do with this game is, since it's rhythm-based, we've made it so that that is the major thing. So hitboxes like that, just they're not going to fail on you because it's all down to, you know, the proper rhythm that you engage with.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it will run at 60 frames per second, and the frame pacing won't be wrong.
Ambitious.
So, objectively, many people will go on the internet and say, this is the only good Dark Souls game, because it is in a state that is not unforgivable. There will also not be a swamp level.
It's not even a Dark Souls,
real Dark Souls game. You have functioning hitboxes. You don't have bad levels. Like I'm failing to see how this is a Dark Souls game.
Thank you, KZ.
You're welcome,
Bob. Tell me something important about your game that I wouldn't learn otherwise.
The entire game, you're on Pop or Peepa Me's back. Is her neck elongates, so you, at times you can look backwards and see the beginning of the game at the beginning of her neck.
The beginning of her neck. Is your thing a game or is it a bit in season 2?
Can it be both?
Help.
A clip of his game can be seen in the intro of season 2.
I have a lot to think about. I'm gonna have to take a break, review my notes, and I'll be back to tell you who's won this regrettable episode of Armchair Devs Kawabi. No.
What?
Fine. Fine. Why won't you let me go?
We have to do the show right, even if it sucks.
I am dying.
We cannot let Feel say even one more thing.
I know. That's why.
Come on. It's all that's left is the closing statement.
Gentlemen, you have 30 seconds to tell me why your game should win above all others. I need your final statement wrapping everything about your pitch into a neat bow. Sell me on your game in these 30 seconds, Mr. Feel. Your time starts now.
Disrespecting other genres, listening to great remixes of songs done by an in-house cover band that have vaguely nerd lyrics shoved into them, feeling superior for no real reason. These are all the things you're gonna get from keeping it nerdcore. You'll also literally get the heroine as a prize at the end. There won't be anything hiding it. She'll just roll out on a trophy stand. You liked the right things, so you get a girl.
God damn it. Okay, you're done. Get out of here. I've heard enough from you. KZ, same thing. 30 seconds. Wrap it up. Your time starts now.
Melody of the Damned is a fun new twist on the Dark Souls formula, but is making it a bit more palatable to the average player in that it functions the entire time. Inventive new ways, cool soundtrack, fun bosses, interesting locations, and if we can get it, maybe the final boss can be Fred Durst. I don't know.
We'll see what we can do.
That guy rolls a lot.
We'll see what we can do.
It's true. That guy's all about rolling.
Yes, he... Our boss is basically a Goron.
Bob, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Pop
Team Epic Rhythm for the Nintendo DS will be an amazing game.
What?
Shit.
Here, I thought it was a VR experience.
It is a fucking RPG and shoots it directly at our car.
It'll win Game of the Year for being the only DS game released in the year 2021.
Giant Bomb will give it a 10.
Thank you very much for your final statements. Now leave me alone. I need to think.
Gentlemen, I've reviewed my notes, and I'm ready to decide. But first, I want to just give you some feedback on your pitches here. Mr. Feel.
Yes.
If your game was a person, it would eat at the cafeteria alone.
Just like the people who will buy it.
You're not wrong, but that doesn't make you not an asshole.
I didn't even tell you about the final boss, your high school bully.
Bob.
Look what you did. You got
rap.
Him to reveal more shit.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah.
Pop Team Epic is an anime. I like that anime. Thank you.
No problem, Dan. Always here for you.
KZ.
Yeah.
I like a lot about your vision. It's very cohesive, and it builds on the strengths of games people are insufferable about. So I really appreciate your grand vision to be the, quote, only good one of those.
Hey, it's been 10 years. Maybe we should get one of those.
Gentlemen, deciding who would win has not been easy. It has been some of the hardest work of my life as a video game executive known as Dan Business Video Games.
Ooh.
But I am very excited and relieved, because it means I'm closer to the end of this episode, to reveal that the winner of this episode of Armchair Devs Kiwami Rhythm Games is... KZ Excellent. I'm very excited, KZ, to should have symboled when your game comes out. I think having a Mick Gordon soundtrack to a Dark Souls game is promising on its own. I think the elaborate game design screenshot you made is fan-fucking-tastic. And your boss is really sad that he's in this game. And right
Dan,
now I can relate.
Dan, are you telling me that I did better when I had no time?
That's how it be sometimes.
Now, I'm going to say this. When you gave me that prompt, I have never been more inspired during a prompt in any episode than there. It was like, there's so many great ideas I have here. The HUD is in my mind. Unhappy face on boss meter.
The universe that I can perceive through your pitch of your game just keeps sprawling outward and outward. And unlike Feel's pitch, it doesn't hurt me as it expands to infinity.
That was a part of my strategy here. I'm like, I bet I can win if the game looks offensive, but has a lot of video game in it.
If I could just avoid saying words like nerdcore and trophy girlfriend.
It's a shame that this happened. We'll just have to go to Kickstarter and use all our nepotic connections to game journalists and comic book journalists to get the money.
Well, I wish
and
you the best of luck.
You'll get the money and then you won't make the game.
I wish you the best of luck.
We'll try.
We'll try
to not make it.
Yeah. I want to thank our contestants for their very powerful pitches today. And I want to thank you.
I think I'm crying legitimately.
I want to thank you for watching. and listening to Armchair Devs Kiwami. Thank you for listening to this episode of Armchair Devs. Podcasts like this and Big Think Dimension are only possible with viewer support. If you'd like to help us in the fight for good content, please show us your support over on patreon.com/gbpodcasts, where you can also listen to the extended pitches that couldn't make it into this episode.